Norm M. from San Diego.
My name's Norm, I'm an alcoholic. Quite a few people here.
86 years, that's a lot of sobriety. I want to congratulate all those that took time tonight, especially Joe, as he says, I'm an alcoholic. You know, I love that. And a guy where I work says that all the time, and it just really, you know, brightens my day, and congratulations, that's a lot of time. Larry, thanks for having me speak here tonight. What an honor it is to be able to come here and speak in front of all you wonderful people. If you're a newcomer and you're sitting and squirming in your seat saying, why'd I got to be here, and you're in the right place. So, you know, a part of my story is, I kind of just start at the beginning a little bit, is, you know, I was brought up in a military family. My dad was a Marine. We did a lot of traveling, lived on Okinawa, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, I had a good childhood, I would say. You know, I played a lot of sports, a lot of active stuff like that. And, you know, a good upbringing. I have a brother and a sister. My brother's a fireman. My sister's an airline stewardess. And, you know, I'm an alcoholic. But, you know, I'm really happy to be able to say I'm an alcoholic today, you know, because I can admit that. You know, I got the first, you know, the first step. You know, it took me like 35 years to be able to admit I was powerless over alcohol and that my life had become unmanageable. You know, I mean, you think about, you know, 35 years of craziness, it all started, you know, when I married my first wife up on the La Jolla Indian Reservation. And I think 1 week after I was married, I had a brand new Toyota and I wrecked it in the ditch up there with my stepdaughter and a friend in the back. And he cracked his head on the back of his window and, you know, and I went to jail. And 4 hours later, it took them 4 hours to get me there. And as I was in jail, I still blew .13. So I think I was, you know, a little bit drunk. And that's where it started for me. You know, that's where the madness kind of started for me right there at that time, to where my unmanageability and stuff like that had happened. I progressed on through that time there to the point to where I ended up going to prison and did like 3 different prison terms for about 7 years due to my alcoholism, which sends me off into this other spiral that spirals me right out of, you know, just into craziness. And, you know, I never really would grasp the fact that I was an alcoholic. You know, I wouldn't admit that step one. I wouldn't admit that I was powerless, and I wouldn't admit that my life had become unmanageable. You know, I wanted to do it my way, you know, and I continued to try to do it my way. It just never worked for me. I always ran and tried everything I possibly could do to be able to drink. You know, I used to be the guy who would come back. You know, I would sit in the back there thinking, yeah, okay, I'm going to Alcoholics Anonymous. I got this thing down. And I'd leave and I'd go drink. You know, hey, I went to a meeting. I'm cool, you know. And it never worked for me because I never worked the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. I wouldn't admit to the fact that, I was powerless. My life unmanageable, that first key one step that we have to admit to start the process, you know. So my life had went on like that, and, you know, my last time I got out of prison, I tried something different. So I signed up to this program. It was Strive down here in San Diego. You know, I was kind of born and raised up there. Not born, but raised up there in the North County, which is San Marcos. I'm a San Marcos grad, 1982. And I need to do something different, you know. So I come down here, and I signed up for the Strive program, you know, out of prison, and I do this thing, and you know, I graduate the program. I stay sober for like 6 months because I'm in this sober living house. And as soon as I get out of that house, you know, I move into this other place and I start drinking again. You know, I think, okay, I got this thing. You know, I got this. You know, I still yet have yet to work the steps. I got this thing, you know. And I met this wonderful lady who is my wife and still, thank God, is my wife today on the bus. And, you know, we started our... No, really, it's a great story. Have you ever heard of it? Yeah, because I'm a chicken, you know. I couldn't ask her out. No, my gosh, she's gonna tell me no. I'm this guy. I hate rejection. You know, I can stand it to this day. You know, but anyway, I met her on the bus, and you know, my life started going on, and we would have our fun and be drinking and stuff like that. But that drinking sent me back off to the same pattern that I'd always done before, and spiraled me out again. You know, I started drinking and going to the casino. not coming home for a couple nights at a time for my wife. And, you know, my life started to spiral out of control again, you know. And I tried like three different things. I went to Celebrate Recovery at this church because my wife kicked me out, and I went to a sober living. And I did that for 3 months. I got back, you know, and she would let me come back home, and I would do the same thing again and again and again. Until finally, you know, I got to the point where I got tired of hurting my wife. And I got tired of hurting other people. You know what I mean? It's like, hurt Norm, it's cool, man. I can deal with it. Because my whole life's been nothing but madness and pain and hurt that I would constantly run from. You know what I mean? And so I did something that would cause me to be kicked out of my house once more again. And so I couldn't go back. That's how crazy my thinking was. That's the insanity, you know, that we talk about in the big book. That's where I had ended up. And what that did was, is, you know, that spiraled me out of control this time to where I was kicked out. And after about 30 days, I'd lost the car that I'd had, and I lost all my clothes, had no place to go. I'd lost my job that I'd had for 3 years, and I ended up on the streets of San Diego by the library. And now I was homeless. And I had nowhere to turn. And, you know, at that point right then and there, I was just thinking, what am I going to do, you know? And I went down there, down by the Embarcadero, and I went on the grass, and I prayed, and I said, you know what, God, I give up. I'm done. I'll quit fighting. I'm going to quit running. Help me out here. And at that point, I started my walk down to the Salvation Army, where on September 26th, I stopped drinking. That's my sobriety date, September 26, 2010. I stopped drinking and I started walking down to the Salvation Army each day to try to get in that program. It's like, okay, I need some help. Let me do something else here. I never worked a program. It took me 4 days to get in that program. And on September 30th, I was allowed in that program. And that's when it started for me. I finally accepted and did step one. I admitted, you know what, I'm powerless over this thing. But the biggest thing for me was I wasn't just saying it now. I was on my knees, and I was giving it up, and I was saying from my heart, you know what, I'm powerless over this thing. Obviously, my life's unmanageable. I'm on the streets. I'm going to the Salvation Army, but I'm powerless over here. You know what I mean? And that's my life started to change at that point. I started working the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, step one, step two, and step four. You know, I did step four. It took me 6 months and 90 minutes to do step four. But I did step four, you know what I mean? And then I did step five, you know, and I sat down with my sponsor and I gave it up to him, you know, and then I went on to step six. And before I did that, I went home and did what it tells me in the big book. And I sat back and I said, did I get it all? Did I take that inventory? Did I share everything, including my deep, dark secret? And thank God I had a sponsor who shared a deep, dark secret with me before I shared it with him, just like it says in the book, man. And I was able to get it out. And then I moved on. And I make that list for the amends, you know, and I'm doing those amends today, and including the financial amends that I have to make. You know, I even made it. How many's got an amends to make the IRS and the Franchise Tax Board? Yeah. Well, I did that on Monday with my dad. I finally did that for all these back taxes that I'd had. And, you know, something happened to me through that program, and it happened to do with step 10, and I can't really explain it to you. But I knew that I had to take this daily inventory, and I knew that I had to see my life, you know, in everything, including my job, my work, my relationship with my wife, my daughter, my parents. Everything had to be focused around the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I had to learn to admit when I was wrong. And I do that today. And it's really hard to do that sometimes. You know, some people will point out to me, hey, Norm, you know, you really shouldn't have done that. And I have to sit back and evaluate and do step 10 and say, okay, you're right. And I have to take the courage to be able to go up to that person. You know what? I'm sorry. I wronged you today. Can you please forgive me? And my side of the street stays clean. You know what I mean? That's what the book tells us. You know, it's keep your side of the, you know, clean up your side of the street by these steps, but then keep it that way. And that's what I do today. And I get to do a lot of things. I get to see my daughter. I get to hang out with my dad. You know what I mean? I get a great job now. I'm actually assistant manager at Salvation Army. They actually hired me
You know, let me drive their van. They give me keys to their door. You're looking at I'll say it. You're looking at an 11-time felon right here, who you wouldn't think in a million years. You see me on paper. That guy's, you know, forget that guy. But God's seen it another way, you know. I stood in front of the judge through the, you know, by the Salvation Army, and I stood in front of the judge, and they looked at the papers, and they seen my path, and that judge looked at me, and just like, you know, by what this says, you need to go back to prison. But God saw it another way. He gave me another chance. And today I get to hang out with you guys. The program of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know what I mean? It's a we program. We get to hang out together, you know? This person over here might tell me, hey, you know, he went through this 10 years ago. And Joe, you know, hey, I went through that, Norm. I'm right here to help you out. And you come alongside each other as a band of brothers and sisters, and we get to this program. And we have sobriety, and we have clean time today. So if you're a newcomer in this program, you're in the right place. Go up there and meet somebody. And I'll leave you guys with this. You know, there's that one movie you see in Bill W., right? I don't know if you all seen it with James Woods. In this big room like this, you know? And I want you guys to picture this, because this is what we're supposed to do today. And everybody, we have our meeting, right? And there's this guy sitting over there in the corner, and his head's down, and he's tore up, man. He's hurt. He's broken. And everybody's scouting away, and there goes Bill W., sits down. And what does he do? He shares experience, strength, and hope, so that that man can have a new life the same as he had. My name's Norm, an alcoholic. Thank you. Thank you.